Welcome to the Journeyman Cave, a podcast where we meet and chat with some of boxing's more seasoned road warriors, hosted by Mark Shakespeare and Chris Scarfe.
Welcome back to the Journeyman Cave, everybody. Episode 12. And with me, as always, my good friend, Mr. Mark Shakespeare. How are you doing?
All good, mate.
A different one this week, slightly.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jason Ball we've got in today. Now, round about just short of 40 fights in total. It ring with a good few lads, including Chris Eubank Jr. he talks about.
Yeah.
Who apparently didn't speak to him either, just like he didn't speak to Harry Matthews. Yeah. But I dare say if everyone in the world were as cool as Jason, it'd be a better place, wouldn't it?
Because he's the coolest of cool cats, isn't he? I've never known anyone so laid back and yet love a scrap, as you'll get to learn in this episode.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if there's any kind of legal fighting out there, I think you've done it, hasn't
I think he's tried everything.
So, but yeah, so laid back, so cool, and such a nice guy as well. It was a pleasure to meet him.
Lovely guy. Just before we get into the episode, it's all coming soon, don't go anywhere. I'd want to give a couple of shout-outs because I feel we don't do it enough. We really want to thank Rhythm Inc. Studios, where we record these episodes. They're really good to us and let us in whenever we need to get in with someone to talk to. And I know not everybody lives in near us who listens to this, but if you are in the Barnsley area or South Yorkshire and you or anyone you know wants a music lesson, any instrument you can probably think of, they teach it here. And there'll be links and what have you in the show notes if you want to get in touch. And I think also we need to thank our producers and editors, Ryan, Jim. We've been tinkering a bit lately, trying new ways of doing things. And it's just, you know, not necessarily made the job harder, just giving them another route to do things. And they've come out trumps, you know, as always.
Yeah, very few tellings off, aren't we? But all in good humour. We couldn't do it without them. And the hours are put in, can't thank them enough.
Yeah, so, you know, and if you do have enjoying these episodes, please like and subscribe wherever it is you listen. Follow us on his Instagram and his Facebook and Twitter. There's loads of updates. You know, every like helps us in a small way. You know, these shows aren't monetized or anything like that. We don't do it for that. We just want to reach as wide an audience as we can. So I suppose let's go and talk to Jason, Daddy Cool Ball.
Yes, mate, let's get him in.
Right, well, Jason Ball, thanks for coming.
Right,
how are you doing, mate?
Thanks for having me here.
Short trip from Donny.
Yeah.
You told me, born and bred or?
No. No, my dad was in the army, so I was born in Germany.
All right. Whereabouts in Germany?
Hanover, right. Yeah, I don't speak any German but...
Well, I've got German, you know, heritage, shall we say, and I barely know a word either. Can order a beer. And I went to Berlin the other year. I'd like to talk about nicknames. Yeah. Well, I do anyway. I enjoy the nicknames. And apparently it's Daddy Cool. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I got that, funnily enough, fighting... MMA fight in Germany for one of the lads that were there fighting from the UK, Lannis Jones. I've always had a laid back attitude to a lot of stuff, especially in the fighting. And they were just lounging around in the changing room and somebody like, "Oh, you're fighting soon, do you want to warm up?" sort of thing. I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm all right for now." And he just come out with it and it's stuck since.
Very cool.
So that were quite a few years ago.
Suits you to a T, though, that, mate, because you are the most laid-back person I've ever met. You most certainly are, mate. Yeah.
So this was an MMA fight, not boxing. So.
Yeah, MMA, yeah. I fought Peter Anger, his name was. Yeah, that were a good fight, that one as well.
So you started MMA then, didn't you, before you got into boxing?
Yes, I did. I started quite a few MMA. The only reason I got into boxing was because fighting a Paul Jenkins from Wales. I just remember him leaning to left up me and at the time thinking, well, what's he doing?
Yeah.
So why is he doing that? Looking at him a bit gone out. And then when he hit me with a left up, breaking my nose, I was like, well, that's answered that one.
Wow.
How many fights are you in UFC then?
The MMA fights, I think I've...
I always get mixed up, but there you go.
Yeah, everyone always gets that. Oh, you've done UFC. Like, no, I've never actually fought in the UFC. It's MMA. I think I did, what, about 35 fights, I think.
Yeah, you had a decent record, didn't you, as well, mate?
Yeah, I think I was like 21. I think I'm 21 plus, I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, when I got you on, mate, I had quotes from Ben Wager saying, oh, he's a fucking hard bastard, him. And I don't swear very much.
No, you don't.
We had Carl Wild yesterday saying how much you could fight and you were a right scrapper, mate. So you've done it all, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you went for MMA like then. Any fights that stood out in that then?
I had a good scrap with Edson Berto in Tampa, Florida.
That wow.
Was Andre Berto's brother.
Right.
And I beat him twice and taken his title for the RFC.
What's the RFC?
Real Fighting Championships in Tampa, Florida.
Brilliant.
So you are an old bastard, really. What was it like in America? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. I trained with Gracie Barra in Orlando while I was there, and they were a great team to train with, and really good training. I enjoyed it. Got super fit while I was there.
That must have been a good experience, that, mate.
It was, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, that's going to be so much tech to you, you know, as you get older, to pass on to kids, that, mate.
How old were you when you did that?
I think it was like 12, 13 years ago.
You've been fighting, aren't you, in different things for about over 20 years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think my first MMA fight was 21. I didn't start training until I was 19.
How did you get into it? How did you just suddenly decide, oh, I'm going to have a go at this?
It was weird, you know, because initially I wanted to train capoeira. So I turned up to this gym thinking that they did it there, and they didn't. They did other stuff, so I joined in. But that capoeira is that Brazilian martial art, looks like a dance spinning and stuff.
Right.
That was good. I ended up eventually doing it with a guy called Washington. He was a really good coach there. You were hard stuff.
I bet it was hard, mate. Yeah. So you went on from that then, I mean, experience in America and everything, and then you got into boxing, mate. How did that start then?
Like I said, it started from getting my nose broken by Paul Jenkins. I thought I'd best learn how to box.
Yes.
So I joined a gym in the village that I'm now living in, Armthorpe, with Ian Alcock.
Yeah.
I started out with him, did about 10 amateur fights, and then moved on from there into the pro ranks eventually.
So you were definitely quick then, just 10 fights and virtually thrown it deep, weren't you, mate?
I think what happened towards the end of the amateur thing is a few times I turn up to shows and they were like, yeah, they're on the way, and no one ever came.
Yeah.
So a few letdowns there.
Yeah. But like you say, if you look at your record, obviously, I think everyone apart from one fight, they're all winning records, mate.
Yeah.
Every one of them. So like what I love is you've gone into Lions Den literally every time, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And is there any fights that stuck out for you before I mention a few? Because a couple I want to talk to you about. But is there any that stuck out for you?
For me, in my head, the best one that I boxed was Joe Selkirk.
Yeah. We talked about that, didn't we? We went for a coffee.
Yeah, I found him to be the best. The best guy I've boxed. He was good. I liked how he'd throw three punches, move and throw another three. So, he was the best guy I've boxed.
Yeah, that's good to hear, mate. I'm just looking at some here, like, mate. Here, there's one that stands out for me. Didn't have a great career, but Frankie Borg. What do you reckon to Frankie Borg? Did you go to Wales to fight him, do you know?
I don't think it was in Wales. I know I fought one of his teammates in Wales. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was before or after.
Yeah. Because I know he came over to Metrodome in Barnsley and fought Ben Davis.
Yeah.
And Ben Davis won him. And I know it was probably Ben Davis' biggest win. Like, I just wondered if you thought you were any out decent or out, like, really. He started off all well. Like you said, he was 4-0 when he fought you.
Yeah.
So he had a bit of a decent start. He went on from there, mate, and Chris Eubank Jr. Eh?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest name I've boxed, yeah.
Not the best, though, would you say?
No. Like I said, Joe Selko, he were the best.
How long had Eubank been going at that point?
Not really, second fight.
Oh, yeah, right.
How'd you get that call then?
I don't remember exactly, but all I know is I just fought for the light middle central area.
Yeah.
And won that. And then literally, like, maybe that day or a day or two later, they asked me to box him. And I just agreed. So I had no rest between bouts there. I just jumped straight back into it.
So you went central area then before that?
Yeah.
I love that belt. Mentioned it a few times.
Every time
I mention it, mate. It's the way, so, you know what I mean? You should be proud of that, winning that. Who'd you win that against then?
A guy in Liverpool.
Were it Anthony Trow or Steve Arkin.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
And where were that? Do you know where that was? Jason or Liverpool?
The Olympia, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd had an MMA fight there as well.
Yeah. So. Knocked him out then?
Yeah, I think it was 7th.
Mm. Were it on his feet or did you?
I think it was on his feet, yeah. He went out cold on the floor.
Yeah.
But I think I dropped him a few times previous to the ref stopping it.
Could you have a little dig about you? You must have had a dig about you at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You always come to fight, didn't you? That is for sure.
That's it. Always want the win.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do it, mate, haven't you? Even, and like I said, I'm sure some of these that you've had would have been wins if it had been reversed in the event.
Yeah.
In that corner, as we always talk about.
Yeah, mate. I understand the old politics and stuff behind it all. Obviously, if you're a ticket seller, you're not gonna sell me if you're losing, are you?
No.
Well, we had a long chat about that with Carl, didn't we?
Mm.
Carl Wilde, and he was saying so many draws that he really should have had. And even losses as well, he should have got more out on it, but it's
like we always say, and I'm sure Jason would agree, if you've got a D on your record, it probably means you've won, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've only got the one draw, and that,
yeah,
in my eyes, that should have been a win.
Henry Bacon.
It was at York Hall, Bethnal Green, I think it was.
Yeah.
We asked Joey about this. What do you think at York Hall?
Obviously, everyone goes on about it. I was never a boxing fan, so for me to box there, it was just a place to box at. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Laid back as always, Jason, haven't we? But what, did you find it were closed in like they always say? That's what I mean. Do you feel like you're more near the crowd? And it's like an old venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite all impact. Like when I'd get there, you walk through and obviously I made a name for myself there because a lot of people used to come up and be like, all right, Jason, how's it going? And I thought, just nice one.
They'll not forget you're on that fight, mate. And definitely not. So like I said, Joe Selkirk, were you? You were best you fought then, were
he? Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely the best guy I've boxed.
And before we move on, Chris Eubank Jr., were he friendly to you?
Didn't speak to me.
I knew he wouldn't. I was hoping there was going to be a bit of respect there, but I just knew he was going to say that. Did you try and acknowledge him or anything? Or?
No, not really. I mean, it can be a two-way street, but he didn't seem like I'm going to walk up and try and talk to him and get a conversation out of him. Sort of.
Yeah.
It was what it was.
Didn't think much to him then, didn't ring at time, no?
No. I know that they've put videos on YouTube talking shit, saying that he beat me with one hand and all that, because he had an injured right hand. But I haven't watched the fight back, even though it were years ago. I've not really.
But you sometimes find anyway with these bigger fighters that when they do fight guys like you, and you give him a tough time.
Mm.
Like, for example, you might have fought somebody and, been in control for the first four rounds, and then someone might have knocked you out in fifth. And all of a sudden, when it comes to being put on YouTube, then four rounds go missing, and all you see is round five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's a good one to have on your record, that, mate, definitely. I don't know much about this guy, but you had two in a row against Sam Seedy,
yeah. Yeah, the first time, I think it was a four-rounder.
Mm.
And I remember I'd hurt me right hand in the fight previous, and he were a southpaw, mm-hmm. So obviously the right hand being the key thing for him.
Yeah.
But he played the game well, and he did beat me, I'd say. He generally did beat me there. And then the second was for the central area. I ended up losing to him in the first round. I think I got dropped, and then he just rushed me, punched mm-hmm. me, and then the ref stopped it. The annoying thing with that was I had two or three other people lined up before that, and as he got closer to the fight, they were like, yeah, that fight's not happening now. So then I'd have a week off and then start training again, and it happened that many.
Right.
No, it's no excuses for the loss. I lost it. That's what it was. But it didn't help having them training camps and then the fights getting pulled.
You sometimes just get mentally drained, don't you, mate? Yeah. Trying to get round to it, and you know what I mean? But yeah, he had half decent. I don't even know much about him, but I can remember seeing his name about, so that's a good person to have in there. And then you went on to Lewis Taylor, mate. You box him at Keepmo, we don't know much about him then, mate.
To be honest, I didn't know much about anyone that I boxed.
I love it.
You just used to get in and fight. All I'd ask is, what weight do I need to be?
A couple of people said that, though, weren't we?
Yeah, but that's not what it is.
Overthink it and just get on with it, to turn up and do it.
I tell some lads in the gym that I train you got to think of your fight, your game, how you're going to do things rather than overthinking theirs, and you start playing into their game then.
Well, sir, yeah, and that's the way to be, mate, sometimes. So, yeah, you did fight Lewis Taylor twice, mate. And he only from Drumfield, so he was quite local himself, wasn't he?
Mm.
From round us. And then he went to Scotland and boxed David Brophy.
Yeah, yeah, he was a good boxer.
I bet you were.
Tall, tall lad.
I spoke to David Brophy a few times and he had a decent career, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what it all bet him now at the end. He went a right long career, didn't he, without losing, and someone did him. It might have been George Groves or something like that. I'm not sure, actually. But yeah, were he a good fighter then, do you think, Jason? Or
from what I remember, yeah, he boxed well.
Yeah, that were it. It was George Groves who bet him.
Right.
And he were always like on the radar. So, and I always liked to follow him, actually, mate. So you went down to, what do you find atmosphere like in Scotland?
It wasn't bad, you know.
Yeah.
I've obviously heard horror stories of going there and being English and coloured. They were like, it's going to play against you, but it were fine. I think it was at Sky Sports to do with that one, I think.
I'm not sure. It probably was, mate, at the time. Saying he's got seven wins and a draw at times, so he was probably round about that time when he was coming onto the scene.
Yeah,
when you took him at a decent time, really, mate. You took him four rounds, didn't you, then?
Yeah, well, whatever the rounds
were. So the atmosphere weren't too bad, then?
No, it wasn't bad at all. If it was, it's gone over my head and I didn't hear anything. So. Yeah.
Whereabouts in Scotland, weren't it?
I couldn't tell you.
Does it really matter? We just know the atmosphere in Scotland.
Yeah.
They're passionate about the boxing, aren't they? I've heard lovely stories on phone from Johnny Greaves and stuff about how he's, you know what I mean, getting bottles of stuff thrown on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, luckily that didn't happen to me, thankfully.
Because they probably know they're an ad bastard like everyone else does.
get chucked on floor.
Yeah. So any more names after that that stand out, really? I'm just looking here. I've got one for you, Luke Keeler.
Yeah, I remember him. I remember him throwing an uppercut, missing with that and coming through with the elbow.
Oh.
Splitting my eye open.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I think I was warned that he had a good left hook on him.
Yeah.
So I stayed away from that and did well to not get hit with it.
Were you a nice guy afterwards? Or?
Yeah, he was sound.
Yeah. And then James Metcalf. Not our James Metcalf. Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I remember that.
I should hope so.
Yeah. It was down for eight, and I think my coach at the time, Niall, called it in the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You retired it in the fifth then, mate, because that was in Manchester Arena, that as well. Was that on Sky or out, do you know?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because, he had a good career, didn't he, the Metcalf?
Yeah, he was a big hitter.
Yeah.
I don't think he was very skilled boxing-wise, but he knew his game.
Yeah.
I think, from what I remember, the actual bout, I thought I got dropped in the first round
and
carried on going, but I think it was like the fourth round that I got dropped. But you said I was doing well up until that point and then obviously just played into his game. If he's not very skilled, but covering up and then just whacking me.
Yeah.
But like again, mate, at the time you fought him, were 14-0. You know what I mean? He went on to have a great career, didn't he?
Yeah.
Your last fight, Jack Cullen,
yeah, he was a tall kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember the last one because that were like in that fight when I got hit and wobbled a bit, which I usually don't do.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm done.
Mm.
So after this one, I thought, I've got young kids. I'm just going to call it a day.
Yeah.
How old were you at that time? Remember?
What's that about? 4 or 5 years ago.
2017, mate, or when you finished.
Yeah.
So it's round about that time, isn't it? So no regrets, mate, in your career. You've had some great names on there, mate, to be fair.
Yeah, no regrets. Obviously, I'd have liked to have gone a bit further with it all and made some proper money from it, but...
You pay the bills at the time, though, mate, didn't it?
And,
you know,
I enjoyed a good fight, so...
Yeah, and then, obviously, then what did you get into then, mate? Come on. Do a little break after that, or...?
I did, yeah. I didn't do anything that got me punched in the head for a few years. I stuck at the jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Me and my brother, we trained hard. Eventually got my black belt in that.
Nice.
Most of the other stuff that I fought in was before the boxing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's only, like, just recently now that I'm doing all the combat sambo, which I'm enjoying.
So what is that? Come on, fill me in.
It's the Russian martial arts. It can be quite brutal, the combat side of it. It's basically like MMA with a gi on, so you can control him a lot better with the stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You get your grips. You can hold him with one hand, hit him with other, headbutt him, and get your throws in. Some throws can be, well, can take the wind out of you. If they land on top of you at the same time, it's going to come keen.
Is that where you got your bronze medal from then?
Yeah, I got a bronze. I did a tournament, I think the British Open. I remember doing that one with no training, no fitness. I'd never even put the Sambo gi on before, so I had to get told how to put it on at the venue, because it's right weird how they have the belt. It's threaded through the actual gi, so you have to step into the through the belt and pull the jacket on, and then you tie it up.
I'll have to look this up, all these uniforms.
You had to go into an higher weight category as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was, because obviously I'm not trained or anything, I was 93 kilos, and the weight category I got put in was 98.
So you've gone from not doing it before to, say, you go, mate, you're in with big lads as well.
Yeah.
You're going to give 5 or 6 away as well.
And you've got a bronze. That's not to be sniffed at, is it?
How many fights did you win to get to bronze then?
I only won one.
You won one?
The ones, I think there were 5 people that entered the category. I lost the first fight to a good active fighter and then won the second one.
Nice.
So I'd have liked to have done more.
Mm.
But
are you still doing that now?
I am, yes. Yeah. 2 weeks' time, I'm fighting again in Donny. So I'm looking forward to that one now. I've trained really hard for it. I've lost nearly 2 stone in weight now to get down to the next category. So,
is it a popular sport? Obviously, I've never heard of it.
It's not that popular. There's not a lot of gyms that actually teach it. So there's only like a few handful of people that actually compete in it. So chances are I'll be seeing the same people again if I was to keep going with it.
Well, that's unlucky for them then, really, because now you've had time to train, trim down a little bit, get to where you want to be. Looking for gold.
If it's got, in like countries abroad, people that do it, is there any, do you go, can you go abroad to do it?
Yes. Stuff like that? Yes, it is. I think if I win this one, I can enter the British squad, and then they'll fight all of us. So,
right. Oh, cool. We'll
definitely keep an eye out for, because it's nice to hear about these little sports, because I've never heard them, Jason. You know what I mean? It's nice to give them a little bit of a plug, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It sounds like you're into that going forward. And
sounds like, as well, you just enjoy trying new things.
Yeah, I like to.
It just involves fighting.
Try and be good at everything that I put my hand to.
Fair play.
I always like to be the best at whatever I try.
Yeah.
I can't fault you.
Yeah, and respect to that, mate, for you, mate. So, you, like I said, not UFC, MMA, onto boxing, and then what's some stick fighting as well?
Yeah.
What is this?
I did the call to arms a few times in the earlier days of my MMA career, which it was good fun. It was very painful, but it was fun. Basically, like the Filipino martial art, a screamer, you could pick and choose how you wanted to do it.
Right. You could want to know about this.
Yeah, single stick, double stick. The first ones I did was, I couldn't tell you the names of the guy I fought.
No, don't worry about that, mate. It's fine.
It was some years ago, but the first one I did, I fought a guy, and the way they did it was they did like a minute and a half round. The first round was sticks only, which I wasn't spectacular at. Some of these guys that were going into doing it were like world champions.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's where I got licked up with stick a bit.
Just a little bit, mate.
Yeah.
Good God. But like I said, mate, respect to what you've done.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gone through virtually full scale, haven't you, really?
Yeah.
Doing all. I don't think there's a martial arts in the world that you haven't tried now, is there, Jason?
Well, we're going to ask, actually, is there anything that you want to try your hand at that you've not before? Is anything you think I won't mind a go at that, even if it weren't?
Not really. I think pretty much it's all done. Like I say, with them stick fights, the first round was stick only, then it was stick and striking, and then it were all in.
Right.
And yeah, I think that's the MMA helped with that.
Mm-hmm. And before we do go, mate, which were your best one out of all the ones that you did?
Your favourite.
Which were your favourite? Have you got a favourite that you enjoyed doing most?
It's a tough one, you know. I enjoyed the MMA fights more.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more. Boxing was easy to train for. about the MMA were hard because you got that much to put together, but I just enjoyed the fights.
Mm. It's brutal, isn't it?
A lot of disciplines, isn't it? Chucked into, into one.
So. You can only be good at so many then. Hope that you're that bit better at something else than the person you're coming up against.
What were your preferred methods? And
at the start, I was just a grappler.
Right.
So I was always looking to get him to the floor and submit him, but I wasn't any good at taking him to the floor. So
you can see a flaw in your plan,
That's it. And then, like I said, after fighting Paul Jenkins, I decided I'm going to learn how to box here. Yeah. So then I went more towards the striking aspect. So then people would want to get me to the ground then.
Right.
And that's where I'd be all right there as well. So,
yeah. Well, I think we can end it there, mate. I think it's an absolute pleasure speaking to you, mate.
Thank you so much. Hopefully see you again soon.
Yeah. Definitely, mate. All the best.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, Sam.
Got man.
The Journeyman Cave is produced by James Proud. Music by Ryan Carrier. Special thanks to Rhythmic Studios for hosting. All views expressed are of the guests only. The Journeyman Cave and host bear no responsibility for any opinions given. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Journeyman Cave.